479-8178.
Yet another subway / commuter rail crash in the United States. Boy, we've had three of them in the last 9 months. Do you believe it's a sad story to start this show with? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But we take you all across the country and then some as we go globally. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to Judith Barr, the ATN head shrinker, as we affectionately call her, to get the scoop on the David Carradine nonsense. Sadly, he was a pretty popular guy, actually, in Hollywood and had been for decades. Who knew he carried a pretty dark secret? As last week and the week before that, there was a lot of speculation as to what happened to him. We'll dive into that coming up around the bend. But first, the two D.C. Metro trains colliding during rush hour. Boy, the pictures are just awful. You had people trapped on the tracks. Can you even imagine that? Picture yourself in that situation. You're cruising along, thinking about dinner, thinking about your date, thinking about your ball game, thinking about seeing your kids, and suddenly you're in a mangled mess, and lucky if you're surviving it. So 7 people dead is the latest that I have. 1 commuter train just plowed into the back of another one. It's the worst D.C. Metro accident I think they've had in however long it's been, 33 years, whatever it's been, but what a nightmare. So as I mentioned, people were trapped, and the idea was to try to obviously wrestle them out of the wreckage and figure out, all right, who can we help? What's happened here? There were 100 at least injuries or so. So here we go again. And it's probably the deadliest accident in the history in D.C., probably, I'm saying cautiously to make sure, because you don't know yet. It's still not known at this hour how fast the train was moving. They're trying to figure out if there was a recorder on board, if it survived, much like the whole black box theory when you have a plane, you know. It would be much simpler if they could find that, but so far they haven't been able to do that. They're trying to figure out if it was in automatic mode, because it should have been in automatic mode during rush hour, which means there would be spaces between these trains, and that couldn't have possibly happened. Somehow it got compressed, one of the trains, to about 75 or 80%. So you had firefighters crawling all over the place just trying to cut open areas and find out if anybody else is in there. It has to be so disheartening, and how scary to see those jaws of life, except for, of course, the idea is, man, maybe we will find somebody. And what I talked to somebody a short while ago, and what it was being described as is people walking around like they were just the walking wounded, as we call them. And some people had critical life-threatening injuries and were hauled off on stretchers. Others were taken by air to local hospitals, and then people were cut and bruised and ripped and broken legs, and what you can imagine that you would probably see in that kind of a situation. Again, because of the impact, not knowing it was going to happen, then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're involved in this high-speed slam-up, and that's the thing. It would depend on your position, where you were in the cars, all that other sort of stuff. So they've got the FBI out there, and that's the first thing I thought is, wow, here we go again. What is behind this one? Please don't tell me it's texting. Please don't tell me it has anything to do with terrorism or some idiot, some homegrown trying to do something. Was it just human error? What is the deal? So the FBI agents are trying to help. They're helping with the evidence recovery and the equipment and all that other sort of stuff. They're not really thinking it's criminal activity. When I saw the big bad letters of the FBI, that's what immediately was triggered in my mind, just looking at some of the shots, but that's not the case. They're right down the street, so they're trying to help out. They don't believe, and of course you can't rule anything out at this point, but the National Transportation and Safety Board, they're investigating. That's what you do when the accident happens. They're looking at the wreckage, trying to figure out, piece it together as to what happened. But just a terrible, terrible accident. I mean, the last time that you had that happen, I was trying to think back, because I remember I was back east when it happened, and there were maybe a dozen, maybe more than a dozen people that actually got injured. You had an empty train that backed into a train carrying people. That happened at least 5 years ago. But this many people killed and the wreckage the way it was, just awful, awful stuff. You know, people in big cities, it's a way to kind of get out of the rat race of the traffic, to not pay ridiculous tolls sometimes on tollways that you have to pay, and a way to just decompress when you're going home. It's that better alternative, I think, for a lot of people in big cities. But you had that situation in Boston, and then you just had this situation in D.C. Pretty scary, pretty unnerving, I think, when something like that happens. Now, that's not the only thing, of course, that we're going to talk about on this show. We've got a couple of things that have really rankled me during the day, including this thing that I heard about the 800 gun buyers who might be on the terrorist list. Boy, what kind of terrorist watch list do we compile where we have kids on the list, senators on the list, and now, of course, all these gun buyers on the list? I don't blame the NRA for saying, look, why should law-abiding Americans, why should they be treated like terrorists, right? To deny people due process and the Second Amendment rights based on this secret, secret list isn't how we work in the United States of America. The Justice Department has been getting pummeled about this list in the first place because it's so cockamamie and upside down. Obviously, some of the people on the list should be on the list, but how many people are on this stupid list that have not been vetted out that should not be there? This watch list is supposed to be maintained by the FBI because guess what? It's used by so many people, by state people, by federal law enforcement people, by local enforcement agencies. And the idea is we have a net. We're trying to catch suspected terrorists. But the mistakes, the questioning, and the searches of innocent people, it's ridiculous. It's not even close. You know, it's like somebody's blindfolded and they're just throwing darts at a board. So now you have the gun buyers, like I said, 800 or so, maybe even a little bit more, that are on this terror list. And I don't know how you feel about blogging. Blogging's easy because it's anonymous, right? So anyone can write any creepy thing about any talk show host, any celebrity, any event, anything that happens. And in some ways, I love blogging. I love to hear the opinions of people. And probably many of you are on the internet crawling around and reading these blogs. And some of them are so well written and address so many different things. And I can't believe the creative minds out there. But then there's just these creepy, nasty, crappy people, I don't know how to sugarcoat it, that ridiculously blog about stupid things and sometimes more than ruffle feathers. Well, there's a Connecticut man charged with actually inciting violence against state lawmakers. Have you heard this story? This New Jersey blogger who they're saying encouraged people to go off the deep end and do something terrible. So a judge has actually arraigned Hal Turner. He did that earlier today on a felony charge of inciting injury to persons. This is all from blogging. Now I worry about free speech. Ooh, it's a gray area. We're going to definitely talk about that later. Judith Barr coming up around the bend, though.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 22, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $923.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $950.33, $475.17 for a half ounce, and $237.58 for a quarter ounce. That's $950.33, $475.17, and $237.58.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A couple of weeks ago that we were all stunned about the death of David Carradine. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know, I used to watch those reruns of Kung Fu. Who doesn't know who he was, certainly. He was from a long line of acting folks, too, one of those Hollywood-type families. He was the star of Kung Fu, as I mentioned. He was found hanged, naked, and dead in a Bangkok hotel room. Rumors started to swirl. And he, you know, as I said, he was the eldest son of legendary character actor John Carradine, and was sad to see how that whole thing turned out. Who better to talk about sometimes what we don't know about people, whether they're famous or not, and what we can actually learn from this, than our favorite person to talk about this kind of stuff? We affectionately call her the ATN head shrinker, Judith Barr. Judith, thanks for hanging late. As always, we appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kate. I'm glad to be with you.
You know, it was stunning what happened with David Carradine, because as is typical, certainly with somebody famous, the news breaks. And in this age of blogging and Twitter and Facebook and mainstream media, all kinds of rumors swirled that he was murdered, that something else happened to him, that, you know, all kinds of wild things happened. And obviously his family was upset, and I think some people in his family learned about his death through the media, unfortunately. I always think it's better if they get a phone call from somebody they know. But in the end, it turned out that it was a sexual thing. What do they call it? The autoerotic feeling that some people partake in that was the reason as to what happened with David Carradine. And a lot of people had, you know, they knew nothing certainly about his personal life and were stunned by that. But isn't it always the way when something like this happens?
What is most striking about this, Kate, is is true in many cases that we've experienced lately. When there's somebody that is a leader, that is a teacher, that is a spiritual teacher, that's a priest, an educator, a kind government official, an upstanding business executive, and you find out something about them that is different than the way they appeared to be. And I think it's particularly striking for David Carradine because he came to be known as the persona of Kung Fu,
right.
I'm sorry, what was his name? Kwai Chang Kane.
That's right.
No, he came to be known as that. That, you know, people looked at him and that was the persona that they saw. And that character was such a spiritual person, such a good person, was living such essential truths about how to be in life. And then to hear something different, to find out something different, is shocking. But the truth is that happens for all of us. There are different aspects of us that we don't even know are in us. And if we don't find out, then we'll just look at the person outside, the David Carradine, the other people that we've seen in the recent past, the Elliot Spitzer, the Bill Clinton, the John Edwards. We'll look outside and we'll point our fingers at them about their disparities, about the different aspects of them, and we won't look inside ourselves, but we'll be kind of haunted by the part of ourselves that we're not dealing with.
Yeah, don't you think, Judith, too, that there's something about, especially proclivities, sexual things, that people don't want out there? Elliot Spitzer, certainly, the former governor of New York, didn't want that out there. Saddest day ever, I think, was seeing his wife stand next to him. And, I mean, good for her that she's gone through the tunnel with him. But just so sad to see that another one of those kind of press conferences. And like you say, it's that nobody realizes, and we just have this image. And is there something in people, whether it's fame or power or notoriety, then suddenly not being noticed as much? Is there something that can drive somebody in a different direction and to have this sort of secret life?
What I said before, I'm going to stand by. I think there is a way in which we all have a secret life. I think the wounds we carry with us from our childhood, especially the ones we don't know about, the ones we're not aware of, that we're unconscious of, drive us in ways that we're not conscious of, that other people may be conscious of or not, but they drive us to do things and behave in ways that are like another life. It's true of all of us. I want to bring it back to the mirror that somebody like David is for us, or was, was for us, or Elliot Spitzer, the mirror that he is for us. And you're talking about the sexual aspect. There are many important things about the sexual energy or the sexual person that each of us is that are very important to heal. You know, it's a very powerful energy. It's a very powerful aspect of us. And it's really, if you look at it, it's like a magnifying glass of ways that we are in the world that don't look so sexual. It's like our sexual selves are like a mirror of the rest of ourselves. For example, I've often found working with people who cannot have an orgasm, that they cannot follow through in things in their outer world and go past a certain point to really come to the end, like of building a business. That's often true, you know, like that's the out picturing of what happens if you can't have an orgasm sometime.
So is that kind of like, is that sort of like a fear of failure, of not achieving, of not pushing all the way the distance to anything you do?
Well, I think it's a fear of pushing all the way to the distance. It's a fear of letting go into the flow of what could carry you to full success. The opposite of the fear of failure. It's the fear of the success, which takes a real surrender or letting go into your own flow to follow it all the way through to completion.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems as though what all of us could use then is like a little therapy. Is that some people are afraid. Don't you think? I mean, you do this for a living. So I think actors don't so much have a problem with it, whether they're male or female. They're always talking about going to a therapist or somebody for help, a counselor, whatever. But I think if it might do some people good if they could learn how to look in that mirror and to maybe live a much more, I don't know how to say this, I don't know if it's more spiritual, but to live a life where they're much more comfortable with who they are. And I guess part of that, in which we've learned from you for the past year and a half that we've been talking to you, is it all goes back to your childhood and being able to deal with everything, right?
Yes, yes, and I agree with you. I don't, you know, therapy really has a bad reputation.
Yes.
It's not, I don't see it as something that's for sick people. I see it as ways that we can get to know ourselves better, become more conscious of ourselves, find places where we're wounded or where there's something in us that is awry in some way, like we've been talking about tonight, and heal it for the purpose of being able to more fully be ourselves in the world and more fully fulfill our potential.
Sure, because you only get one crack. You only go around once. I mean, it's the truth. It's a trite saying, but it's so, so true. Judith Barr, we love it when we have you on this show. People can go to powerviewspowerhealed.com, certainly. They can go to judithbarr.com, obviously. And you're trying to make a difference, as you like to say, a person at a time or one by one, sort of on a grander scale. So we always love having you on this show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Have a great one.
You too. Good night.
All right. Judith Barr, of course, talking about, wow, it's interesting how you go from David Carradine to where a lot of people are in their lives and ultimately how they can get to a place where they're in a much better place. And there is something about that. There is something about watching the powerful fall down, isn't there? Saying, that wasn't me. Oh, thank goodness. And then you always find out there is sort of this second life, if you will, with so many famous people, famous for different reasons, or infamous, if you will. Hey, we're going to jump back to the sad story of what happened with that D.C. commuter train man and the National Transportation and Safety Board, of course, crawling all over the place still trying to piece it together. That's what they do. Hang with us. More details on that and some other things that happened around the country on America Tonight.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network. How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today. If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
To hell. What is it about Johnny Depp? I think he's a terrific actor, but when he hooks up with Tim Burton, some of the characters that they come up with, certainly if you were a kid, you'd be more than creeped out. But now he's playing a role where he's going to be the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland. Wonder what kind of Mad Hatter he'll make. And I happen to see some of the photographs. I think they're probably circulated all over the place now at this point. But I'll tell you, it was nothing like the Mad Hatter that I pictured or that I saw in the illustrations in my kids' book when I was seven. So I'm assuming this may be more of an adult version of Alice in Wonderland. When Tim Burton's involved, crazy things happen. Let me just describe the Mad Hatter for you. If you're a grandparent or parent, or you've read Alice in Wonderland to any kids, you know what the Mad Hatter's like, right? Kind of a jovial sort, kind of a little bit crazy with the black hat. There have been several different characters, but most of what you would think in your imagination the Mad Hatter is nothing to do with the Tim Burton character. He's got a bright red wig, pale makeup, and creepy, creepy contacts, to say the least. His eyes are almost on fire with just green, green, piercing eyes. Have you ever seen any of the Tim Burton flicks by any chance, Donovan? Have you seen any of his work with Johnny Depp?
I think I've seen pretty much all of them. They're some of my favorite movies, personally.
See, so you know what I'm talking about. And it's unbelievable, the transformation. It's not really a kiddie look that you get when Tim Burton gets involved. I think his movies are the adaptations. I agree with you. I think they're brilliant, but very far from what the childhood version would be, right?
Well, childhood in the sense that I think they come out of Tim Burton's nightmares as he tries desperately to go to sleep after hearing these fairy tales and these stories way too young or something.
Yeah, I'd say you're probably right on with that. And for people who have no clue what we're talking about, just do me a favor. Go to a computer tomorrow and just Google in Tim Burton or Google in Johnny Depp, and you'll see what I'm talking about, the various faces, because I'm sure they'll pop up, of some of the work that he's done over the years. Interesting stuff. Hey, coming up, we've got birthdays this day in history and news that you can abuse. Plus, of course, the Daily Salute. We didn't even get to the Daily Salute. You know, every show takes a different form. Sometimes we leave out the dungeon. Sometimes we leave out the dungeon for weeks. And sometimes the Daily Salute goes by the boards. Of course, you can participate in the Daily Salute. I know I've just started doing this because the entire time I've done the show, I don't know that I've included everybody in that version of honoring somebody that's done something cool in your own neighborhood. Got a good story? Share it with me. Send it to me at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Hey, speaking of sharing the good news, here's some of the recent notes that I've gotten from many of you, and I appreciate the emails. For many of you across the country, let's go to one now. Here's one from Phil. He sent this a couple of days ago. Kate, really, really enjoying the show. You used to do a lot of business things on the show, and you still do that. I'm glad that you incorporate kind of a little bit of everything. I love it when you say, for those of you who have ADD, don't we all have a little bit of that these days? Absolutely. I think that's what the deal is. Everything comes at us so quickly. It's rare, and ADD shouldn't be confused with not being focused. You can have ADD, I believe this, and still be focused, but yet things are coming at you fast, and you're absorbing a lot of different snippets of life, and that's what it's like, I think, in America these days, and maybe it's partly because of technology. In fact, I'd probably say a lot of it is because of technology. When you go from the iPod to the iPhone to Twittering to Facebook and all that other sort of stuff. In one way, really, really good, because there are some great things that you can get out of social networking and out of useful technologies. But the problem is, like everything else in our lives, it's like overindulging in anything, food, technology, etc. We have this tendency to not be able to pull ourselves back out of, in honor of Alice in Wonderland, the rabbit hole. So that's why we live in such an ADD world, because of some of the cool things, on one hand, that technology has afforded us, but our tendency to take it to a whole new level. It's like video games. And people still talk about that, but not as much recently. I'm sure it'll come back. That's where things cycle around. Ooh, do your children play too many video games? Are they violent? What are they doing when they come home from school? Do they quickly do the homework? And are they right then there playing videos? Are they latchkey kids? Not your fault. You both have to work. But then who knows what kind of video games they're playing? And is there no socialization? You know where this is all going. So anyway, thanks for the email. Here's one from Jane S. Jane S. says, Kate, I just recently found your show. I have to say I do enjoy it. Funny thing is, one of my favorite things you do actually usually comes at the tail end of your show, and that's when you do birthdays. Lots of morning shows do birthdays. In fact, I listen to one every morning, and they kind of weave them in and give guesses as to what somebody's age is. But I can't help but smile when you say, I think you'll recognize some of the names on the list, and half of the time I have no clue who you're talking about. Yeah, I guess I should just leave that line out. You probably won't recognize one single person on this list, but we're going down the birthdays, and we might get lucky with a couple of these, because we talk about a lot of music people, older people, younger people, etc. It really cuts across all sorts of things. Hey, it was the U.S. Open in New York at Bethpage Black. I said this earlier. I had the privilege of playing Bethpage. It was one of the most thrilling things I think I got to do, actually, in my career, because I had to walk the course. It was tough. And here's the best part. This is typical New York. I'm coming up the 18th fairway. I think there might have been one other woman that was playing in this. And I was walking up the 18th fairway. Some guy yells it to me, yo, a lady's playing the course. And I thought that was just great. And he just smiled and kind of waved at me, just some errant guy that was around, because it wasn't like there was a whole bunch of people milling about, but he was one of them. And it was really, really a tough course. How about this guy, Lucas Glover, you say, who hits a 3-foot par putt on the 18th hole. Wow, after 5 really dreary long days at the U.S. Open. Here's a little slice of that.
Andy, you said on SportsCenter this morning that final group had created enough separation that it would be hard for someone to come up and catch them. As it turned out, folks did catch them because they backed up. But in the end, Lucas Glover won. What impressed you most about how he handled himself when it mattered the most?
Well, he talked all week long about how he'd worked hard on his driving, he'd worked hard on his putting, and he had to figure out a way to keep his patience throughout this championship. Well, I think he showed that patience earlier in the front nine, where he really was struggling. He got a couple of bad breaks, hit some bad shots, and basically held it together. And then he made the great approach at 16 and made birdie, and all of a sudden he was 2 ahead.
The 2 biggest storylines, I think, over the course of the weekend, Phil Mickelson and David Duvall's return, both played big roles in this final round. Let's get to the highlights.
Right, that's a little bit of the commentary that you would have heard if you were listening to some of that U.S. Open coverage. And you heard them say there, too, the other big stories. Lucas Glover earns $1.35 million. He makes that birdie on the par 4 16th. On the par 4, no, the 3-foot par was on the 18th. But it was very anticlimactic. The one par, the lone birdie, because they said it has how he struggled, was on the day that gave him the 2-stroker ultimately, was the par 4 16th. That was one of the key turning points, too. So it's his second career win, only his second career win. He's only the second player in 25 years to win a major where he never made the cut before. In the meantime, Phil Mickelson, whose wife Amy is pretty popular on tour, she's battling cancer, and it's been really a rough turn for him, certainly, as they were college sweethearts, and they're saying that they caught it early, and that's the good news there. But the fact that he was competing, a lot of people were pulling for him. He finishes second again, and he's done this 5 times in the U.S. Open. He's been the runner-up. Then David Duvall, winless, 8 years, 3 straight birdies in the back 9, ties for the lead, number 882 player in the world. Yeah, he was number 1 a decade ago, falls from number 1 to 882. Wow, just terrific. For sports shorts, that certainly was the big highlight. I think the U.S. Open, a lot of soggy weather, unusual storylines. But bravo to the guys who hung in there in the end with the fescue and all the stuff that you have to deal with, the crowds, etc., out there at Bethpage Black. Coming up, birthdays this day in history, and, of course, news you can abuse.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Betting, for fun I'm going to say this, that you're going to recognize at least four names on the birthday list coming up in a few minutes here on America Tonight. As for this day in history, well, if we go back to 69, Warren E. Burger was sworn in as Chief Justice of the United States by the man he was succeeding, Earl Warren, back in the day in 69. June 23rd, 174th day of the year. Ooh, it creeps me out when I say stuff like that because it's that whole thing about the time. All right, so news you can abuse. They do this, I think, for the last couple of years they've been doing it. You can bid on lunch with legendary investor Warren Buffett. Last year's lunch topped $2.1 million. Wow, $2.1 million. Worth it to have lunch with Warren Buffett. Obviously, it goes to charity, but still. So now with the economic slump, maybe Warren Buffett's not going to get that kind of money. The charity auction benefits the Glide Foundation, rather, which provides social services to homeless people and whatnot in San Francisco. The auction winner will be able to take about seven friends for the lunch. Bids close Friday evening on eBay. Anybody interested listening to me? $2.1 million. Whew. Well, at least a couple of people can chip in, so that's not quite as bad, I guess. How about this out of South Carolina? South Carolina granddad finally took his first airplane flight. Nothing compared to the landing, I guess. Ralph Large, this was a great story, took off in a small plane, but he landed with a parachute, jumped out of the plane is what he wanted to do, because it was fulfilling a skydiving dream that he had since he was a teenager. The experience was part of an early Father's Day gift. He jumped last week along with his daughter and granddaughter, and he says it was an incredible feeling. You know, I was going to jump out of the plane. I was going to do the parachute thing when I was in college at Ohio University. And the guy that I was going to do was just a friend guy. His name was Mark Myers. And his sister was living in California or something, and he had a conversation with her and somehow talked us out of doing that. So we never did it, but I've heard it's an incredible feeling. Then, of course, when you do a show like America Tonight, at least three or four times a year, I'll do a story about somebody whose parachute didn't open. Ever been to those caverns, the Lost River caverns? I have been there. It's in Pennsylvania. Any caverns are pretty cool, I think, with the, you know, the stuff from the ceiling. Oh, what's it called? Stalactites, stalagmites, and all that stuff. Just incredible formations. Well, the owners of an eastern Pennsylvania cave are ending a huge tradition, a 60-year tradition, in fact, of weddings. The one of the co-owners, Robert Gilman, says due to financial, logistical, and ecological concerns, the last wedding at Lost River Caverns is going to be in August. I guess a lot of people get married in the caverns. They've been doing them since 1949. And in that subterranean kind of weather that you get in the caverns, you get a lot of I do's, I guess. They say they're losing money on the weddings, and there's concern about smoky candles that it might damage the rock formations. How about that? I love stories about people winning and getting lucky in the lotto and all that kind of stuff, because usually there's something behind it. There's a guy named Earl Fritz in Augusta, Georgia. He won two lotto jackpots in a week. First, he won $1,000. Then came the really big payday, $777,000 plus in the Super Lucky Sevens instant game. He didn't know, I guess, at first how lucky he was because he couldn't read the numbers. That would be my luck. On his winning lottery ticket, he didn't have his glasses. So the 62-year-old and his wife are deciding how to spend all that money. You take the taxes out, it's still a pretty good chunk of change, eh? And finally, this one, Pinball Wizards will soon have a new place to call home. The Pinball Hall of Fame is planning to move closer to the Las Vegas Strip. Clark County, which is the big county, of course, in Vegas, officials have approved a permit which will allow the hall to move into a warehouse with double their current space. The owner is hoping to attract more tourists. He owns about 1,200 pinball machines, including some from the 50s and 60s. He bought his first pinball machine for $200 in 1970. The hall runs as a nonprofit with the extra quarters donated to the Salvation Army. Oh, that's a good story there. Pinball. Dan, I haven't played pinball, and I can't even tell you how long. I did used to play pinball, though, when I was a kid in some of the arcades on the Jersey Shore on the boardwalk there. Donovan, did you ever play pinball? Were you a pinball wizard when you were a kid?
Unfortunately, I lacked the coordination or timing to play really effective pinball.
Yeah, that's the problem with it. You know, you see people and it looks like they're gyrating and they're moving with the ball on the machines. And there's a definite art to being really good at that. And you can tell when you go into an arcade and you can see somebody who's really working the machine. That's the key. Without knocking, of course, the machine out. All right, quickly we head to this day in history. I already told you about Warren E. Burger. How about this? If we kind of zig and zag all over the place on the map and through different periods of our history, if we go to 1947, the Senate joined the House in overriding President Truman's veto of the Taft-Hartley Act. Was designed to limit the power of organized labor. In 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson and the Soviet premier held the first of two meetings at Glassboro State College in New Jersey. My mom actually got her undergrad from Glassboro. It's It's outside of, not too far from Philadelphia. 1972, President Richard Nixon and White House Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman discussed a plan to use the CIA to obstruct the FBI's Watergate investigation. Of course, the tape recordings of the conversation sparked Nixon's resignation in 74. In 1985, all 329 people aboard an Air India Boeing 747 sadly were killed when the plane crashed into the Atlantic Ocean near Ireland after a bomb widely believed to have been planted by Sikh separatists exploded. In 1989, the Supreme Court refused to shut down the dial-a-porn industry, ruling that Congress had gone too far in passing a law banning all sexually oriented phone message services. It was just 5 years ago in a major retreat that the U.S. abandoned an attempt to win a new exemption for American troops from international prosecution for war crimes, an effort that faced strong opposition because of the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal. And, of course, now we see that that still is a huge bone of contention, obviously, across party lines. It's and probably beyond that, too. There is no real line in the sand on this, and I think we haven't heard the last of it, certainly. Time for some birthdays. Let's see if you can nail a few of these. You might hate American Idol, but I guarantee you know what the show's about. And you might know the judge, Randy Jackson. He turned 53. Happy birthday to Randy Jackson. Actress Frances McDormand is 52. She was in Fargo and a slew of other movies. Actress Selma Blair, 37 years old. Same thing. She's been in a ton of movies. Rock singer KT Tunstall is 34 years old. If you're a sports fan like me, you might know the Pats offensive tackle Matt Light. He's 31. Or one of my favorites, San Diego Chargers running back LaDainian Tomlinson turns a big number on the calendar. Big because a lot of people say 30 is a turning point. He turns 30. Rock singer Duffy is 25. Actor Brian Brown is 62 years old. Guarantee you know this name. Clarence Thomas, ring a bell. Yeah, the Supreme Court Justice. He is 61 years old. Also mixing in with the birthdays from Sonic Youth, if you're a music fan, a rock musician, Steve Shelley, 47 years old. R&B singer Rosetta Hightower, 65. Singer Diana Trask, 69 years old. Ted Shackelford is 63, an actor that guarantees, same thing, you know the face if you don't know the name. Actor Paul LaGreca is 47 years old. Also from the Ghost Town DJs, Virgo Williams is 34, so if you're into R&B, you know that name. Gonna leave you with this thought. Remember, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, so jump on that carousel and reach out and grab the brass ring.
All right, darling. Now what's the plan?